Today we have Hans Moyer and Jack Dongara, and with my special guest host, Dan Olds. This is Rich Breckner for the Rich Report. We're here to talk about the new top 500 list. What number list is this? This is what, 38?
This is a 38.
38. Wow.
So we have now 19 years behind us.
19 years.
Wow. That's impressive.
That's impressive, yeah.
Now, can you remember individual lists like, oh, I remember 23, that was interesting.
No, I do not keep the numbers of the list in mind, but yeah. I know lists, say, for example, where the Air Simulator was the number one.
Yeah.
This was in 2002 in June, but okay. I don't know the number of the list, but
okay,
I know
yeah.
that.
Yeah, you know the season.
Here's a question for you list guys.
Yeah.
What was the first teraflop system? What year?
That was Intel ASCII Red. That was in 1987.
87.
So that came before the report. We didn't have the report.
In 97.
97.
I'm dumb enough that I'm like off by a decade. It was in the mid-1950s.
Must have been an XM, okay?
You know, the Giga Flops was broken by Grade 2 in 86.
Okay.
At this time, we didn't
run
the top 500. We started in 93, and in 97, the Intel ASCII Red computer came up. This was the first teraflops system. 11 years later, that means in 2008, the first petaflops system, Roadrunner, came up in June 2008. And so we claim that in 2019, 11 years later, we will have the exascale system.
I'm working a lot with the student cluster competition.
Oh, yeah.
More than half of those systems up there are going to hit a teraflop.
Excellent.
More than half.
Excellent.
Really?
I think so.
Wow.
And some, we might see two, we might see more.
At with 20 amps or something?
26 amps.
26 amps.
On borrowed equipment.
I see. And who are the competition? What's the competition?
This year?
Yeah, how many are there?
Eight.
There are eight? Yeah.
There's an interesting
international
one. The NDUT from China.
China's in there.
Sending a team.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And they're coming chock full with
Teslas.
Oh, that'll
be wonderful. Yeah, sure.
And,
good for them.
And I think there's another team that's using, other teams, it's all over the map, using everything from Opterons and accelerators and garage door openers, anything that'll take power, wiring it all together.
That's
and then there's liquid cooling.
Is that right?
Somebody the Texas cooled. Team is doing an immersive liquid cooling in mineral oil.
Mineral oil, I see.
Yeah.
Really?
Terrific.
They had to move every node. They have four nodes.
Yeah.
And they go into a rack.
A rack, and the rack is immersed.
Yes, the whole thing's immersed. The thing that's interesting is the way they wired it, they realized that when they had one cable come off, they had to move two or three blades because the wire, the cable. So that was a complete recabling last night, which is up to your biceps in mineral oil.
So they just reach in and deal with this?
They have to reach in and pull it completely up. And it's about 100 pounds because the skins are still on it.
Sure.
And it's
so
oil.
It's full of liquid.
Yeah.
Slippery.
It's very slippery. And you pull it out, it's, 4 feet high.
I've got to go see this. Where is it?
Oh, it's up sixth floor in the lobby.
Yeah,
you'll see it
when you're at the top of the escalator.
Got to go see
that.
Excellent.
All right.
Anyway, so what's new on the list this year, this time?
K computer from
Fujitsu
and Riken. And this is a research project. It is not a commercial product, and it's basically the same as Fujitsu did with Null, with the numerical wind tunnel. This was also a project, and based on this project, they started the VPP series. And here now, they also have announced a couple of days ago, Fujitsu, they will have a commercial product starting in January 1st next year.
That can't surprise anybody.
No, and they have already the first customer
in
Japan.
Ah,
University of Tokyo. So that's very interesting. And so the race between U.S., say, Cray, IBM, and Japan.
And China
still is on the way, and we have to wait and see what will happen next year. So they are prepared in the most powerful version. They have a peak performance of 23 petaflops.
Mm.
And since they have an efficiency of 93%, that means they are over 20 petaflops best Lindbergh performance.
We'll see. Yeah.
Interesting.
And so they are, yeah, you have to count on them. I myself expecting that they will still be the number one in next June and maybe
so you think
in November.
That this
I think
like
so.
Earth Simulator, where
yeah.
that
oh,
held
yeah.
the top
they,
of the
they
world.
Did it,
one.
They well. Did it 2 years long, from 2002 to
oh,
2004.
Yeah.
Right. This machine, the K computer, is it's very powerful. Right. So think of it like this: the next seven machines on the list do not equal the
yeah.
if you add them together, the
okay.
power does not equal the K
right.
computer.
That's
why I also
I did that math
yeah.
in
I,
June.
Yes.
Yeah, I also have calculated. Jack
that's
is right,
yeah.
but the same was true for the Earth simulator.
Yes.
Yeah,
it was even more powerful with respect to the
else.
Yeah.
So
what's interesting though is I had some friends from the industry comment that they love K because it's a throwback to old school.
Mm.
Supercomputing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's no accelerators,
right.
nothing
no
fancy.
No accelerators.
Just
everything
really
is done
just
by Fujitsu, including the Spark CPUs.
Sure.
Yeah.
And it's just a really
yeah.
elegant design.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
very
well
balanced.
And very,
balanced.
Yeah.
yeah.
So how much faster did the K computer get from the last list?
30%.
30% bump.
Approximately, they had 8.16 or so. Now they have 10.51.
Wow. Wasn't that just populating the rest of it?
Yeah. That's
okay.
Because
right. yeah.
we were talking about that last
yeah,
time.
Yeah.
They added more racks, and that was the end of
they
that.
Have, so
right.
they now have, say, approximately 150,000 more cores
yep.
in the system. Yeah. And but if they come to their commercial product, they will do it with new versions of the Spark chip.
Yeah.
Now, at the currently they have the version 8, I guess, and then they have the version 9 in this commercial product, which is from the architecture here compatible to the K computer. And it is a commercial
and
product.
From what I can tell, and tell me if I'm wrong, Rich, you might know better. But Oracle's not picking up any of those Spark chips. That
oh.
this is going to be Fujitsu only.
Oh,
PrimePower?
Yeah. Fujitsu owns the license for Spark
yeah.
architecture,
yeah.
and
yeah.
you know they're disconnected from Oracle.
But they had a partnership.
Maybe
on
yeah.
the high end systems
maybe.
On the commercial side.
Yeah, I see.
Yeah.
Right.
And
they
what
Sun used to put their brand on
yeah.
the Fujitsu,
yeah. Fujitsu
box,
things,
but
I
don't think that's.
I think
the
that's
gone.
Yeah.
But we should find out.
Yeah.
Anyway,
so this this list is the first time that the top 10 machines have not changed, right? So the ranking, the ordering of the top 10 machines have not
in
changed.
In 19 years, it's
in
the first time.
19 years,
the
first
time.
Check
so
is right. I have checked that.
So in some sense, you know, things are pretty stable at the top. And now the K computer was increased. That's one
yeah.
thing
sure.
that happened. The other thing is that we're seeing more GPUs. We're
yes.
seeing more GPUs. So there are 39 systems,
39
now
systems
with
yes.
GPUs, and 35 have NVIDIA parts.
In the top 500.
In the top 500. That's right. And wow. the other thing that was a little bit surprising, if you take a look at all the 500 machines, there are only four systems which use non-US parts, non-US processors. Four systems use non-US processors.
Yeah.
So there's one in China. That's this Sunway.
Chinese
with
system,
using
yeah.
a 16-core Chinese build processor.
Yeah.
And then three in Japan. The three would be the NEC machine. I guess
yeah.
that's the Earth Simulator Legacy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are two other there are two Fujitsu machines.
Yes.
The number one machine,
okay.
and then there's a smaller machine.
And they're smaller.
Which
thing.
Uses Spark architecture.
Where did the Sunway come in?
Sunway's in the top 20.
Top 14.
I think I have a list right here.
So,
it's
okay.
you know, it's a very impressive machine in the sense that this machine is the first time we're seeing Chinese processors.
That's very, very interesting.
Right. So it's number 14, and
yeah.
it achieved, I think it's 0.79 petaflops.
Okay. Yeah.
So
Jack, has any details come out about this processor? What's the instruction set?
So we don't know the instruction set. It's RISC is the only thing that I've heard.
Yeah.
Somebody, there was a rumor that it was based on Alpha, but I have not confirmed that.
Okay.
I heard that. I also heard MIPS at one time.
It's not MIPS. No.
Okay.
That's another.
MIPS,
not
Spark,
maybe?
You know that.
Yeah,
but maybe Alpha.
I don't know. Again, that was a
okay.
rumor that I heard.
You don't know.
I don't know. So it's pretty impressive
mm-hmm.
At that level. Again,
okay.
the first time Chinese processors are being used.
And I guess they're not saying what it's based on, the instruction set is.
I haven't found somebody to ask, so it's just a question of asking
yeah,
somebody.
Yeah, it's like all
guess.
The slides
yeah.
are in Chinese.
There's the, well, actually, if you've got some slides, take them up to the Chinese
is that right?
team.
They'll
at the
develop
yeah.
sure, that's
yeah.
a, that's
or the Taiwan team will help.
Yes.
They can read that.
Sure.
Okay. All right.
And if it comes to the usage of systems, China now is number two in the world after USA.
In terms of number of machines. That's
number
right.
of
really?
Machines. That's really true. Yeah. They have more than 70 systems.
75
systems installed. And then is coming
Japan,
then UK, France, and Germany, very close to Canada.
Right.
They have
about
23 or so. But China is number two.
So U.S. dominates, of course. It's 263.
They have more than 50%, but the Chinese guys now have 75
So a year or two ago, would we have seen any Chinese systems
well,
in the top five?
I think you have to go back a little bit further than that.
Yeah.
I think in 2001, there was no machines in China. And then there was the continuing stream, and today, as Hans is pointing out, they're number two.
Yeah, they are number two, the clear number two.
Clear number two. Very impressive.
And that's by number of installations,
number of
not total
number of
power.
Not
okay.
by the number of
not
power. But number of power, I guess, Japan, especially to
well,
the computing number two.
Don't you throw eight up there.
Yeah,
eight petaflops. That's going to...
Yeah, that's a lot.
10.5.
Or 10.5.
10.5.
That's right.
5, 10.
Yeah, that's going to swamp the rest.
The other thing that is sort of interesting, there are 29 machines which consume over 1 megawatt now of power. So 29 systems on the list consume over... And, you know, the big machine, the K computer, is at 12
and so on. But it is one of the most power efficient computers since it has this floating point performance
such
power.
High efficiency.
It is number five in the list if you look at the mega flops per watt. Then they are on.
That's impressive for a traditional architecture.
Yeah.
I mean, people didn't think they could get that out of a traditional architecture.
How long, Jack, have you been tracking the power consumption for this list?
It's probably been the last 3 years.
3 years?
4 years?
3 years, but we are improving, and most of the installations now are listed with their power consumption numbers.
Okay. It's interesting. I just heard something recently about a project about Mont Blanc.
Mont Blanc.
Yes.
It's a European project.
European project that's going to be using off-the-shelf, you know, essentially NVIDIA Tegra processors plus GPUs to go for that ultra power efficiency. And I couldn't really tell from the slides how long until we'd see something there, but they're looking to get top 50 performance out of it eventually in the next 2-3 years.
Yeah, we'll see. You know, it's a research project. They're just starting, so it's a little unclear where that's going to go. But
so no prototype, none of the early prototypes.
Nothing at the moment.
They've got a card. You can basically start playing with this thing.
That's the NVIDIA thing that they're putting out.
Yeah, it's got the ARM chip and the NVIDIA processor. It's for a development platform.
And
it's relatively cheap
today too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
How much is it?
I think it's $450 or something.
Is that right? $450.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
That's a value leader.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. Just they want to get it out there and get people. You know.
That's good to know.
Interesting is the sales target of the new. The name is Prime HPC F10X or
something like that.
I don't like this name.
Yeah.
It's a horrible name.
Mm-hmm.
Prime HPC. It is.
Yeah.
Crazy, okay.
But the
sales target is that they want to, first of all, they sell it worldwide, not only in Japan. That is not obvious. We have to see whether the U.S. guys
will buy it. No, that's not allowed.
Not allowed. And in Europe, Germany in former times always had vector machines from Fujitsu, Hitachi, and NEC, NEC, but we have to wait and see. But they want to sell around 50 systems in 3 years. That is their sales target.
Seems reasonable.
Yeah, that's reasonable, and now, of course, they are looking for customers with money. That is a problem.
So am I.
Yeah, that's right.
So are others here.
Yesterday I have been there at the Fujitsu Users Group evening event, and one guy told me that that the first customers are receiving a good discount.
I would imagine.
Yeah.
A generous discount.
Yes.
A generous discount.
Yeah. Every 13th core free, something like that.
Yeah. Here's a factoid. There are 9.2, if you take a look at the top 500 list now, there are 9.2 million cores represented in that list. 9.2 million cores.
Wow.
Right. And the other factoid would be if you summed up the power of the 500 computers, that comes to 74 petaflops, roughly 74 petaflops.
Yeah.
And 1 year ago, so going back two lists, 1 year ago, that number was at 43 petaflops.
Yeah.
So big change.
That's a
right?
Yeah.
So the Japanese machine was one of the reasons for the change,
sure.
Of course.
That's still a big change from year to year.
Yeah.
So also we don't see a change in the top 10. The rest of the list, there is some movement. There is some movement, of course, and especially also of interest is we have had in 6 months ago in June, we have had a 10 petaflop system. Now we still have 10, more. And we are expecting, if we look at our projections, in the year 2016, only petaflop systems in the list.
2016.
Let's mark that down.
Okay.
I made this forecast for the teraflop system that Moya is crazy.
I see.
But it was the case. They came up with the teraflops, as I told you, in 97. And in 8 years later, in 2005, only exactly in June, we only had teraflop systems.
In this list, has any of the vendor shares changed? The vendor shares, the IBM, Cray, everybody else, has that stayed roughly the same?
It's roughly the same.
The one that I was looking for, I
haven't had a chance to look at the list. Is T platforms from Russia showing up there at all?
Oh, sure.
They're in there?
Yeah,
okay.
Of course. You know, that's a very powerful machine. It's
very
GPU
interesting
based,
form factor, too.
And that's right. They've got a very interesting form factor.
It's interesting.
And, you know, it's one of these systems which, again, uses Western technology. So they're using Intel plus NVIDIA parts. That system is number 18 on the list this time, number 18. And it's at 0.67 petaflops.
But they just have one or a handful of systems on the list?
T platforms. Yeah. Oh, I don't know that answer. Let's see if we can find
out. We can look in some list, Jake.
Yeah, let's see if we can find that out. So, you know, the other thing
they were going to make a big sales push in the U.S. and the rest of the world, and I was just wondering if there's any success from that.
With T platforms.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
They've got a reseller in the U.S. lineup, but they're not here. They pulled out of their
booth.
They backed out of their booth.
Oh, they did.
Is there who did?
T platforms.
Really?
Yes.
That's the only machine on the list. T platforms.
Okay.
It's the only one.
They made a big splash last year, I thought.
I wonder what that's about. Why did they pull out? No idea. Okay. You know, the other news that happened today, in addition to the top 500 being announced, is that the University of Illinois announced that it was going to purchase a supercomputer. You know, the University of Illinois was going to, they had a deal with IBM to put in place this machine, which was called Blue Waters, and that was canceled.
By IBM.
They pulled out of the deal. And today they announced that they're going to have a machine called the Blue Waters. They can't change the name, apparently. And Cray,
IBM owns it.
No, IBM doesn't. As it
they
turns out. And the machine will be supplied by Cray. It'll be a hybrid system. It'll be based on the 16-core AMD Interlagos processor, and some of the machine will have Kepler NVIDIA boards.
I see.
Is there any waters involved in it?
There's a heat exchanger, but it's not, don't go with that though. There's nothing there.
Got all that plumbing under the floor.
Got to do something with it.
Okay. So that's a big machine for.
And they were sticking to the same timeline.
They are
even after IBM.
So next. In 2012, there's going to be a number of systems in the U.S. which have greater than 10 petaflops.
Yeah.
So Livermore will have a BlueGeneQ, 20 petaflops. Oak Ridge National Lab will have a machine based on Cray and hybrid technology, 20 petaflops or more. Argonne National Lab will have a 10 petaflop system based on BlueGeneQ. Illinois now will have this Cray-based system based on Cray technology and NVIDIA. And then a little bit further down the line, 2013, I think, Texas, University of Texas, will have a machine which is based on Dell is the manufacturer, and it's going to have Intel Mic architectures in it. So that'll be interesting when that comes out.
But still, nothing that will probably take out the K machine.
Well, again, these are, I said 20 petaflops, so that's much more power than the K machine, much more performance.
The K
machine, K's at 12 point something.
Right now.
That's right.
Next year, they are capable of delivering an up to 23 petaflops, or say a bit more than 20 petaflops, and I rely on them that they will make it.
I don't think they'd say it at this point without having a pretty good likelihood of being able to do it.
They could certainly do it. It's just a question of money, I think.
It's only a question.
Yeah. All right.
And you told, I didn't know that Blue Waters, that the name is the same. The same thing happened in Japan with the K computer, the next generation computer. NEC stepped out, and Fujitsu went in, and this was a big surprise for me that they did such a good job that they came up with a K computer.
Yeah,
that was unbelievable.
Just out of nowhere, leapfrog like that.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's terrific.
That was the big surprise in June for him, for me, for
absolutely.
The other authors
that's
also.
Right.
We didn't expect that Fujitsu was in the position to deliver. I thought it is a mistake when the email came in with the first they start with 6 point something petaflops. That must be a mistake. Then they proved that they had done this terrific job.
It's impressive stuff.
It is.
Yeah.
So Jack, how many systems are at petaflop today?
10.
So there are 10.
10.
So the top 10.
And you're predicting that
2016,
all 500 will be.
Yeah.
Well,
only.
Only.
Well, so, but another way to look at that is there are 17 machines on the list which have peak performance of petaflop or more. 17.
Yeah.
And of those 17, only 10 actually achieved the petaflop.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And have you looked at the aggregate power for the top 500? Because I think you said 74 petaflops aggregate for all the machines combined. What's the aggregate megawatts?
Megawatts. I don't have a megawatt number. That's interesting. Yes.
Because you know, on the road, we want to get to a 20-watt
that is through
exascale box,
due to
right?
The fact that
we
don't have all the numbers.
We don't have
all these numbers, and we are missing some of them.
I'm not sure Excel is going to handle a number that big.
I see. I think we
need some serious.
We have to get Windows 8 before.
Yeah,
gentlemen. For me, it's a question. You know, in the U.S. and also in Europe, they are always claiming in presentations that an exascale computer must not have more than 20 megawatt.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the K computer has 12, and we still have a factor of 100 in the performance, and I can't believe, and then when I ask them, they say, yeah, we have to look for energy efficient algorithm. I don't believe that it can be done by
incremental.
That.
It's too incremental.
It's not. What do you think, Jack?
Yeah, I agree.
I believe that you can do something, but that is still a big problem.
It's.
So they say the exascale computer must come out not more than with 20 megawatt, and I don't believe that.
Yeah. They gotta have a target, though. You gotta set the stakes.
Yeah.
But that's,
right?
I mean, that's the thing is you're also looking at just the floor space that's gonna take up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's some things that you can do. I actually think one of the things that's gonna have to come into this is some sort of like immersive cooling in order to keep the density up.
Yeah,
this thing could be 100 yards across, you know.
Yeah, and how do you deal with interconnects and cable links and all that kind of stuff?
Speed
and
of light is not going to speed up.
There's some interesting stuff happening there. 3M is working on some very interesting immersive cooling
look at
technology.
This small device. Jack has measured this guy. It has a Linpack performs as a grade 2.
So we're looking at an iPad 2.
As a grade 2.
So the iPad 2 has a dual-core ARM processor in it.
Okay.
It's got an A5 processor.
Yeah.
And it's 1 gigahertz, so that says that the theoretical peak is 2 gigaflops for both cores. And we wrote a code, and it's not the best code, so it could actually be improved, but at the moment that code gets 1 gigaflop.
Yeah.
And that's a Cray 2. Wow.
That's a Cray 2 in 86.
That was number one.
In 86, that
would have been.
Is 25 years
and
ago.
And in 86,
wow.
That would have cost, in today's dollars,
$100 million.
$100 million. And that cost,
$400, $500?
And it, yeah.
Maybe 600 with the case.
Maybe 600 with the,
oh,
with the cover.
This is an
the
impressive
cover? Okay.
Effect.
That's, I mean, yeah, $100 million down to 500 on sale.
but to go a step further, the iPhone 4S uses the same processor, so it has that performance.
So you could get that processor in a less expensive form factor, plus get many minutes of talking time per month.
As well. That's right.
See, that's even more incredible to me than Moore's Law.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the you know, how the price has slid.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So we should probably try to wrap this up so it doesn't get
I have until noon if you want to keep going.
Well, it's like having the encyclopedia here. So
I think the big prediction, though, to sum up, is 2016 only petaflops in the top 500.
In the top 500. I
you heard it here
that.
First.
Yes, that's right.
And also semi-prediction that the K computer is going to rule for another year, 2 years?
Yeah, if you call the Prime HPC system K computer. The K computer just was a project.
Yes.
Riken and Fujitsu. And based on this architecture, Fujitsu now has built this new commercial computer.
But the number that they're going to hold that number one spot for the next year or two?
Yeah.
What do you want to say, 2 years?
I myself say next year.
Okay.
Next year, I see Fujitsu with this new system in front.
Okay.
And Fujitsu made this announcement last night at the users group meeting.
Yeah.
They said they're going to have a 100 petaflop system in 2014. 100 petaflop in 2014. So that really is accelerating.
Yeah.
Right?
It is accelerating.
Where things should be. Because the projections say something about 2016. So that's a 2 year ahead of time.
That's going to
we'll
put a lot
works.
Of pressure on
we'll
IBM
it.
And Cray
yeah.
and everybody else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Phew. Interesting times.
So keeps these guys busy.
Keep everything
that's
busy.
Good. Oh, yeah.
Well, I want to thank you guys for coming on the show.
Oh, great.
This is fascinating
yeah.
stuff, and
yeah.
you do such a terrific job. We just look forward to having these discussions in the future. So
thank you.
In June, we can do the same.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Let's do it
yeah.
in Hamburg. All right.
Humble.
Great. All right,
okay.
guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
We'll see you later.
Thank
Bye.
You.
Take care, guys.